Great day, great day. Grow Squad, hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a great week. In fact, let me ask you a question. Let me do proper etiquette. How are you doing? Let me know in the comments. Let me know down below, how are you doing? How's your week going? Are you going? Are you growing? And most importantly, are you glowing? I hope that you are doing well. I hope that, in fact, life is treating you fairly. If not, I hope that you have the strength, the resilience, and the courage to get through whatever you might be facing, because we know on the other side of this thing is the freedom that you so desire. Don't forget, as we continue to move forward together, I would love if you would support my brand new children's book. I know full well that many of you have already gotten copies for your neighbors, for your kids, for your grandkids. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We've got many more. You can go to eugenehamilton.org. Just click New Children's Book, and we'll hook you up right there. People have been asking me, right, what's the difference between ordering from you and ordering on Amazon? Let me give you a quick little snippet. If you order from my website, right, in fact, both options are on my website, but if you order directly from me, as a small business owner, I will get all of the proceeds, right? If you order from Amazon, I've got to share it. In fact, I get the smallest percentage in terms of revenue with regard to Amazon. Either way, I'm excited to get the workout. Don't miss that. I'm excited to get this information out to young people to help them go, grow, and glow as well. So again, thank you for tuning in today. Let's go ahead and kick it off with the word of prayer. God, we're grateful for a new day. We're just so glad that we can breathe in and breathe out. And so I'm asking, as we take these next few moments together, that you would be with us, that you would guide us, that you would speak to us, give us what we need in this moment. In your name, amen. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about freeing yourself. Check this out. From fear of judgment. Yeah. Now, I know many of us, let's be honest, ask yourself this question. Have you ever felt judged by someone? Okay, after you've answered that question within yourself, how did that make you feel? Right? Nobody really enjoys the feeling of somebody's watching me, somebody's judging me, whether it's my actions, whether it's what I'm wearing, whether it's what I'm doing. It's so interesting in life that that we find it within ourselves, especially I find it ironic that human beings, you and I are in the same boat. And sometimes I think to myself, I can't judge this brother. I can't judge this sister. You know why? Because we're both human beings just struggling, trying to make it in. And I heard something the other day that was so profound that it almost not brought me to tears, but it really made me stop and think about the fact that you and I are one decision many times away from being in the same position as the person sometimes that we're judging. And sometimes, you know, we've unfairly judged. Let's say an individual is, and I gave you a few episodes ago this story about this gentleman who was sleeping under a bridge. Now, I certainly didn't. I was not judging him when I saw him. But I tell you this much, and I'll be transparent, I'll be open, I'll be honest with you. I was doing my best not to make eye contact with him. Now, you've been there before. Well, you know somebody's going to possibly ask you for some support. There's somebody who's going to ask you for what we perceive as a handout. Sometimes it's not a handout, it's a hand up. Yeah, chew on that for a minute, Grow Squad. Sometimes when people are requesting stuff, it's not, when I think of handout, I think, of course, somebody is getting something for nothing. I get it. A hand up, sometimes somebody has been doing something. They haven't been compensated for it. They haven't been given a fair shake by virtue of the fact that they've been doing something. And so sometimes your little $10, $20 at the red light might be a hand up for them to get something to eat, to get somewhere to stay, whatever the case might be. So sometimes we've got to, I don't know, look again at this idea of helping those who actually need our support. And I remember going back to that scenario where that gentleman who I was not judging him because of his situation, because he was unhoused or homeless, but I didn't want to make eye contact with him. Now, this is interesting because It wasn't that I didn't want to help him because I didn't have anything to give him. I had a few coins in the car. I had a few dollars in my pocket. And have you ever been there before where you can actually help someone, but it's an inconvenience, so you think? I didn't feel like rolling down my window. I didn't feel like opening up my wallet. I didn't feel like trying to count through or cover up maybe larger bills to get down to a smaller bill. I was just being lazy in the moment. And one of the things that happened, as I told you before, was that that small token I was able to finally give him did something for him that night that he said, hey, he hadn't been able to do in a long time. That is get us a warm place to sleep that night for his family. Sometimes we unfairly judge people. Have you ever seen somebody who may not dress according to what your tradition should say they should dress, and you unfairly size them up and say that they're this kind of person, or they're involved in this, or maybe you've seen someone. I get a chance, as I shared with you before, I get a chance to go into schools sometimes, and I'm able to meet young people, and I'm always drawn to young men, especially young black men, who sometimes will look at me with kind of a gleeful look, because again, representation. I know we're in a different climate right now, but representation really matters, and it's oftentimes in these moments where I'm able to see someone that looks like me who's never seen someone in a position that such that I'm in, and I'm able to help them. I'm able to support them. I'm able to look at them and say, hey. But oftentimes when I see these young men, if I were to judge them, I wouldn't talk to them. Pants are sagging, underwear is showing, right? We don't want to see all that, right? But again, most times people are doing what they've seen modeled in front of them. But if I were to judge them and say, you know, they're a lost cause because, I don't know, they skipped class today, or they're a lost cause because a certain color that they're wearing or whatever they're trying to represent. No. And I want to help us today, because just as we shouldn't judge others, right, we know it's a fact that we get judged. Now, what are some things that you get judged for? Think about it right now. What are some things that people judge you about? Is it how your hair looks? Is it who you choose to date? Is it what you drive? What do you get? What are some things that you get judged about? In fact, studies show that about 70% of people find themselves, check this out, not doing certain things for fear of judgment. There's a serial entrepreneur, Alex Hormozi. You probably heard of him before. He's all over social media. But he said something on a podcast. I'm not sure how recent or how old the podcast was and or is, but I just saw it this week. And he said, sometimes it's mind-boggling, and this is the analogy that he used, poor people sometimes elect to stay poor because they're afraid of being judged by other poor people. In other words, they're afraid to step out and to look different and to try to advance their lives because people that are in their same position will judge them, will say to them, oh, you think you're better than us? I mean, I've been to towns across this country where I've seen generations of people who have not gone out to better their lives because they're afraid of what their mother was going to say about them. They're afraid to leave town because if they move to the next big town or the next area for a bigger opportunity or a better opportunity, then their hometown will think that they have somehow gotten the big head, and they think that they somehow are better than those that they have grown up with. And so many times we find ourselves stifled, stuck in neutral, because we fear judgment. And keep in mind, I'll be 40 something next week, right? All right. I'll be officially in my mid-40s next week, right? And I'm just getting free from that. Don't miss this. I'm not judging you because you're afraid of judgment. Because in life, right? We've oftentimes been judged so much, and we aim to please people. We aim to unconsciously. We really like to be liked. We really enjoy individuals singing our praises, or if not singing our praises, at least getting along with us. You ever had your, have you ever been in a position where, in fact, listen, my little crew, my hometown crew, right? I mean, my homeboys that I grew up with, I'm the only one out of my crew that actually went to college and finished, right? Now, this is funny because I'm the only one that went to college and finished, right? Many of us moved away, right? But I'm the only one that now. What if I went to college and finished, and then started acting as if I was somehow better than those individuals that I grew up with? Now, all of them are doing are successful in their own right. All of them are taking care of their families. All of them are moving forward and doing. I was to say most of them. Let me pause. Let me pump the brakes for a second. Most of them are taking care of their families and their offspring, and they're successful. Some of them may even make more money than me. And I went to, quote unquote, not quote unquote, I went to college. Now, somehow we've made people believe that because of degrees, because of lifestyle, because of homes, because of what's in one's bank account, that they can somehow act as if or put themselves in a position or a light where they can look down on other people. No. But back to our regular scheduled program, I know how it feels in some cases to feel judged based on some positive decisions that you've made in your life. I'm talking about decisions to be a better person, decisions to level up, decisions to try to do better for your family, decisions to set the right example for those that are behind you. Oftentimes we fear or we feel judged. And kudos to the people who, despite the judgment, still press forward. But for those who fear judgment, and the way you fear it, the way that is played out in your life, is you stay the same. I got a word for you. Some of the people that are so afraid to be judged that you refuse. This is the light bulb moment, I believe, in this episode. You've got one life to live. We cannot afford to go through this one life that we have to live and not live it to live life to the fullest potential, or not get to a place where we live out life according to what we've been born to do based on the fact that somebody gonna have something to say. Now, here is where you get set free. Because they're going to talk about you if you do something, and they're going to talk about you if you don't do something. Take a mental note right there. Take a mental picture of that right now. If you got this great dream in your heart, in your life, in your journal, that you're going.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breasts, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Going after, they're going to talk about you for going after the dream. And if you stand on the side of the road, laying idly by, letting life pass you by, folk are going to find something to talk about either way. LeBron James. Yeah, I know I was going here right quick. I haven't had a chance to talk about it just yet. But the other week, maybe it was last week, LeBron James went up to Stephen A. Smith, who is a world-renowned journalist, and he had some words for him. Now, thankfully, we didn't hear it in real time. The best we could do was try to read lips, but later on, Stephen A. Smith went on his podcast, and also he shared on ESPN the next morning, as best he could, some of the things that LeBron said to him. The gist of it was, LeBron was basically, and I just saw somebody put this up the other day. Who was that? Somebody, I just saw somebody post this the other day. Basically, he was saying, I can take the heat. Whatever you got to say about me, whatever you got to say about my life, whatever you got to say about my game, it's cool. Whatever you got to say about whatever, I can take it, but leave my kids out of it. Now, it's tricky, right? Because his kid is actually in the NBA. And you would say, you would think to yourself, he should understand and know that he's a professional basketball player. He's fair game. And he is. LeBron James did not have a challenge with the journalist Stephen A. Smith or whomever talking about Bronny's game. It's when you begin to talk about and make up stuff about maybe this personal life that you have no idea what you're talking about. Now, LeBron James is now being judged in a different light. Oh, he shouldn't have done that, some of them say. Others are saying, oh, I would have done the same thing. Some young people are saying, man, if that was my dad, I would have told my dad, to take a chill pill, pause. No, you can't do that because you're going to make me look a certain way. LeBron James was judged prior to that moment for not getting into people's faces. Yeah. All those 20 plus years that he did not jump back or talk back to the media or negatively, he did not get into people say, oh, he's soft, he's this, he. And then the time that he jumps over now and actually gets in somebody's face in real life, not hiding behind no camera, not on no podcast, he got in his face in real life. Now he's being judged on that side as well. So as the old saying goes, you can't win in many cases for losing. People are going to judge you if you do. They're going to judge you if you do not. And one thing that's interesting about life, because if you're allowing fear of judgment to keep you where you are, at some point you're going to develop resentment. And in my experience, I'm no expert, but in my experience, oftentimes when you grow resentment in your heart, you begin to lash out at people that don't deserve it. You ever seen people or heard people talk about the fact that, hey, listen, this person treats his family worse than he treats strangers. Oftentimes the people that are closest to us, that have our back, that are in our corners, they're in our corner, I should say, they end up getting the rough end of the resentment based on whatever you've harbored in your heart because somebody along the way has been judging you. And instead of confronting them or maybe hashing it out with them, you grow this resentment in your soul. And you take it out on the people that are really rooting for you. And when I say rooting for you, they love you if you are a success, and they love you if you don't have a lot of success. They love you if you're a multimillionaire, and they love you if you're not a multimillionaire. The point is, at some point, if you're really going to move ahead in 2025, you've got to plug your ears to the noise. This is why, and I don't practice it myself. I'm not going to be a hypocrite and act like I do. But I'm getting to that place where people are like, man, I go online to do what I got to do, to put my stuff out there that I want to put out there for the world, to learn from, to be inspired by. And then I shut that bad boy off. I'm like, wow, for real? People really do that? Yeah, people like, man, I don't do much scrolling. Or if I do scroll, I put myself on a timer because it's too much. And if I get too much, and this is mainly, and not mainly, but this is mostly people that are of a certain status. They're like, man, if I get into the comments and scroll through and see what everybody is saying, man, I spend all my day not getting better. I spend all my day reading comments. And some of you right now, the first step to getting past the fear of judgment, I'm talking about so much so that it's paralyzing you. The first step to get free from that is to plug your ears. Yeah. You got to plug your ears to the noise. I'm not saying plug your ears to constructive criticism. I'm not saying plug your ears to sound counsel. I'm not saying plug your ears to somebody giving you advice that may hurt. Right? It may hurt a little bit, but it's not advice, or it's not a word to say, you know what? Don't do that, or not a word to judge you. It's saying, oh, wow, you're on to something. But hey, listen, consider this. I'm not saying plug your ears to that. And I'm not saying only open your ears to the people who have only good things to say. I'm saying simply this, because I've had people in my life who had a long critique list for me. And I know full well that at the end of that list, they actually wanted me to get better. You ever had anybody play sports before? Or anybody ever been in the arts? I mean, not just sports. Anybody been in the choir? Or maybe you've been in art class and you've had a teacher or an instructor who got on. They said, man, this art is ugly. They got on your stuff. It's not because they didn't want you to do better. They wanted you to dig deeper. The coach got on you on the football field, not because he didn't want you to have a good game, but he said, man, you're being lazy. Or you haven't been practicing, or you can actually get better. You got to plug your ears to noise, man. You got to plug your ears to anything that's not constructive. And then you've got to also understand the power. And I posted this not long ago on my social platforms. And I talked about the fact, or the post talked about the fact, that how we speak to ourselves really matters. Yeah, I paused on purpose. Think about that. How you talk to you. I'm not talking about how I talk to you. How you talk to you is of the utmost importance. In fact, there is a Bible scripture that simply says the power of life and death is in the tongue. So that I can speak life over my life, or I can speak death over my life. And when I say death, I'm not saying death as in dead, no more breathing, no more pulse. I'm saying dead or death as in my life is not going to bring forth what it's supposed to bring forth on this earth to inspire and impact other people and level up my life. Sometimes, many times, oftentimes, you need to check how you talk to yourself. Because oftentimes, I've seen people who actually have low estimations or low expectations, I should say, of themselves. And it comes to life with how you talk to yourself, how you talk about yourself. Forget outside noise. I mean, talking about the inside noise. You got to check the inside noise. In fact, I'm to the point now where, hey, the outside noise is there. I you hear it, you see it, you read it. It's there. But the inside noise is so loud in a positive way that it's drowning that outside noise out. So you got to get to a place where you drown out negativity. You cannot stop what people say. You cannot stop negative comments. You cannot stop negative talk from other people. You can't control other people, but you can control you. Yeah, repeat after me. I can control me. Say it out loud. I can control me. You can't control anybody else. But the one person you can control. Ooh, man, listen. I tell you, my boy is 4 years old now, right? Did y'all miss that? My son turned 4 years old last month. And boy, is he talking. Boy, is he developing. Boy, is he getting his, he's developing in his own way. And there are moments, and I know that I grew up in an era where, of course, the adults in our lives wanted to believe that somehow they can control young people. And sometimes you can, but oftentimes you got to stand back and say, you know what? I mean, this boy, there are some things that he was doing the other day that I wanted to respond in a certain way. But I said, you know what? I got to control me in this moment. He's having a moment. He's doing his thing. I can't control him. But the person I can control is Eugene Hamilton. So be kind to yourself. And then lastly, I want you to always go back to the drawing board. Yeah, so number one, I said block out the noise. Number two, I said learn, be careful with how you talk to yourself. And number three, always revisit your why. Go back to the drawing board. Check yourself. Ask yourself, why did I set out to do this in the first place? Oh, sometimes you'll have another light bulb moment. You say, oh, wow, I'm not doing this for them. I'm doing this for whomever it is or for whatever the reason is. You got to check yourself. Check your list. Listen, we're going into quarter two almost. Yeah, we're at the end, middle of the month of March. We're going into quarter two of 2025. And some of you all are sitting in neutral. Snap out of it. Now, don't get down on yourself. All that means is we've had 3 months of learning, 3 months of examining. Now, we got 9 months left in this year. And boy, are you going to turn on the burners? I know you are. Boy, you got 9 months left this year. It's time to get free. You've allowed judgment to paralyze you for the last 3 months. Snap out of it. It's time to move forward. And as I always say, it's time to go. It's time to glow. I'm sorry. It's time to go. It's time to grow. And it's time to glow. So I thank you for tuning in today. If you know somebody who's struggling with fear of judgment, if you know somebody who is paralyzed, not physically, but they're paralyzed in their life because of what other people are saying about them, share this out with them. Yeah. Copy and paste. Put this in a text message. Send out the link to somebody who you know. And don't you forget to subscribe. I know some of y'all still are on the fringes. You're still just looking and viewing. Go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and hit that notification button because we've got some heat coming. I said we're going into quarter two, and we're going into quarter two on fire. So thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you so much for your support. And don't forget, as you go, as you grow, and as you glow, life will continue to get better as you approach it with the right mindset. Y'all go be great. That's my time. Peace.